I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
What do you think of when you think 90s Emily Frieda Foster?
Oh, man, do I think so many things. I think Friends, the TV show. I think scrunchies.
Right.
I think, what do you think?
I mean, I'm, you know, I flash back to my Blossom fashions.
For
with,
sure.
Like, the hats with the big flowers at the top. I was going into the city, which I know I've said this before, but going to like thrift shops and consignment shops and getting like oversized blazers and ties. I was working a whole look.
But that was a look. I mean, Julia Roberts was rocking the big men's suits. That was like a whole thing.
You know, it feels like that was the last time I had style.
Mm-hmm.
Now I wear clothes.
See, and I had like the little pixie cut.
Have we posted that?
We
that
have,
is
yeah.
a cute. That was. I think you could rock that right now. It's such a cute look on you.
Thank you. That is more than kind.
It was like a Winona Ryder tight pixie.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Winona Ryder. I think of. She ran the shit in
the
90s.
She ran the 90s.
She pretty much ran it.
She was the queen. And you know. We've lived through them, but they're back in like a huge way.
Yeah.
And we're going to really unpack why today.
Okay, good.
With
finally.
Our dear friend, Ed Hansen, who is a storyteller. He is just, I mean, it's like if you've lived in LA and you have not met Ed Hansen, you have not lived.
Yeah, it's like I don't even know how I've met. I think I've met him at storytelling shows, but like that doesn't matter. It's like he's going to come at you. No matter what. And he's a ball of energy.
Just like, and it's all authentic. Like,
right.
He's just the most real dude in the game. He's so
I love it.
Genuinely sweet and amazing.
I love that. I was watching, you sent me, he did some like American Horror Story recaps.
That's right.
With Trixie Mattel.
Yes.
The drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race. And oh my God, I'm dying that they had done an episode, which I would love to talk to him about it. I don't really know that show, but I want to hear what his experience was on it. Because him and Trixie, I think, did an episode in a few lines.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And have you, just in terms of this whole resurgence, have you seen I, Tonya?
I'm back with movies.
I know you're back.
I've been powering through. I saw Suburbicon. I'm seeing some deeper cuts.
Right.
And it's sucks, by the way. But and so does Matt Damon. But in general. But no, I have not seen I, Tonya.
Okay.
Have you?
I got it that last week.
Yeah, what?
I know.
You got out the house and
who
got at it?
Am I? You? No, I got a screener. But it,
okay.
It
love
I
to
mean,
have it if you don't mind.
What a walk down memory lane.
Now, did you watch the documentary?
No.
Oh God, it's so good.
Oh my God. See, and this is the thing. It's like I understand why the 90s are back in some weird way. Like
go
this
ahead.
Nostalgia is so real, you know? It's like you remember so much of who you were through these stories.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, what I love is now the whole reimagining and retelling of these things. So it's like, you know, Tonya Harding is now Margot Robbie, and we love that.
Right.
Actually, I wasn't fully sold on her as Tonya.
Oh.
But
well, why? I mean, our friend Jason McAuliffe said that Amy Adams probably didn't want the part, but she is. Her face is Tonya Harding's face.
I know.
Like, that is a direct,
she
perfect.
Has a prettier nose, Amy does.
Well,
but yes,
you know.
It's more direct. But okay, so our. I don't know if you're a Sufjan Stevens fan.
What did you sneeze?
I did.
Who's Sufjan Stevens?
He is a musician, a folk musician, perhaps you could call him, an indie folk alt, whatever. Who cares?
Great.
He created this delightful new song about Tonya Harding, and I'm just going to play a little bit of it since we are fully back in the 90s.
I love it.
Okay.
Tonya Harding, my I starve. Well, this world is a cold one, but it takes one to know one, and God only knows what you are. Just some Portland white trash.
We're here. We are here with Ed Hansen.
Wow.
And some of us are queer, and it's great.
Oh, get used to it.
Sorry, I had to jump on that.
It's hard not to say get used to it when you say we're here, you know?
You just hear, and then you just want to say queer, and
get used to it.
Yeah,
and you know? Acclimate.
Please, get
on
board.
Thank you guys for having me. Like, seriously, I'm so happy to be here.
Aww. Now, Ed, I don't want to throw you under the bus here, but you are an older guest on our show.
I am, but I do have a good statistic for you that's going to rock your world.
Okay.
By the technical definition of millennials, I am like I'm holding on by a fucking hair, but I am technically a millennial. I hate to break it. Well, don't let the young face fool you.
You're not going to see shock on my face about that comment.
No. I was shocked.
Because you're filled with millennial joy.
Oh, good. Okay.
You bring all the wonderful, you know what you do? You're in the social media world, which I think
I know
is,
what the kids like.
Thank you. Yeah. You have taught me things.
I learned things. I mean, I literally.
What have you learned lately?
Oh, God. I mean, what haven't I learned? Today I was watching, there's this amazing, do you guys know the rapper Kaya?
See?
No. Yes.
I don't.
Like
I
my
know,
neck, my back, Kaya.
Now I'm back.
Yeah, there's only one. That's it.
Okay.
Right? That's the only song you're going to know. That's
a one-hit wonder?
Yes. But do not call her that. Because if you call her a one-hit wonder, she will go on her Instagram like live series and drag you for filth. And unfortunately, Toya Wright's daughter, a.k.a. Lil Wayne's ex-wife.
Okay.
Her daughter, Regine, who's
on. Hold up. Slow down.
This is what happens when you hang out with Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can't help. I'm like
so
a reality
just hold core. On 1 second. So you said, say this, who this person is again. They're.
Okay. The rapper Kaya from the 90s, My Neck, Kaya. My Back. So it's topical to what we're going to discuss.
Great.
She does these, like, she has kind of like an Instagram live moment thing that she recaps things on, and she'll do it as like a live story on Instagram. But the best is Lil Wayne's ex-wife,
Lil Wayne's ex-wife,
who is formerly Toya Carter.
Formerly Toya Carter.
Has a daughter named Regine.
How old is Regine?
Regine's got to be like a cute 17. I think she's like maybe brushing up on 18, but she wants to be a pop star. Mm-hmm. She's on Growing Up Hip Hop right now.
Okay.
And somewhere she might have said something about – or her mom – said something about Kaya being a one-hit wonder.
Uh-oh.
So Kaya took to her, you know, Instagram to address this and basically—
And dragged a 17-year-old girl?
Oh, for filth. Yeah, she called her the fetus. Like, she was like, that fetus needs to shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, it was pretty enjoyable. Like, I literally was just like— Because the thing is that, like, she was just like— I mean, she really went in on this girl. She's like, you can't dance, you can't sing. She's like, you think you get something from your daddy, but, like, you didn't. And I was, like, sitting there just— my mouth agape because I literally could not believe she went in on her like this.
Now, I know Kaya, and again, she's popped back up in my life. I didn't really know. I knew the song, but I didn't know the person behind the song. We've had on T.S. Madison.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
A.K.A. Step Your Pussy Up.
Right.
Back
Huge.
In the day. And her and Kaya, have you watched their—
I have not.
Okay. So that's what is next for you.
Okay. I'm going to get on that.
They have me— It's a true—
Oh, wait a minute. That is what this is. Yes.
With T.S. Madison.
Yes. That's,
okay. I mean, they're up to stuff, those two. It's a real odd couple scenario. I mean, T.S. Madison, who's out of 10, is like really managing Kaya's energy, which is such a shock, you know? Yeah, anyway.
I was just like I would tune in to their videos. I'm like, what is happening? Like, what are they dragging? And it's great.
It's,
yeah, good for them.
Okay, so now when you say dragged in filth?
Dragged for filth.
Dragged for filth?
Yeah.
Okay, we know dragged, but the phrase dragged for filth.
So dragged for filth is basically like a millennial colloquialism. That's basically like when you like destroy someone with your words. You're just like, you're dragging. It's like you're dragging them on the ground and you're dragging them so hard they're getting filthy.
Right.
That's, I mean, I don't know that that's the the real meaning by it, but that's my imagining of what it is. And so drag for filth is like basically, or like red for filth. Red for filth is very like RuPaul Drag Race version of that, where it's like, I'm going to read you and you're going to be so, I'm going to read you so hard you're going to be dirty afterwards. Like, it's, I'm going to read you. And also, I'm going to read you dirty.
Yeah.
So. See, I think I needed the for filth.
The for filth is good. You know, I'm pretty steeped in the drag world. Right. So, like, I be knowing red for filth. I know that the library is open and we're reading. You know, reading is fundamental.
And we're sipping our tea.
Yeah.
Definitely sipping tea.
Definitely.
We're definitely sipping cold brew and tea.
But I don't think I've ever gotten that drag for filth.
It's good.
It's real good. It's Thank good. You.
I'm Thank glad. You. I'm, this is
well, Ed. We've done it.
Good night. Thank
See,
you.
See, for being a desperate hag of a millennial, I can I can teach you guys a thing or two. But I want to learn because I know you guys have a lot to teach me.
Oh, well, please. Do we? First, we have some quick questions for you.
Oh, okay.
You're not done teaching yet.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Please.
I'm excited.
You're going to do the heavy lifting here.
We're just going to sit back while you just
trust and believe.
I'm feeling the studio though.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah, this is so cute. And you guys got the yellows. I feel popping. I feel alive.
Yes.
We have like a table.
It's all by Nate Berkus.
Oh, lovely.
For Target.
God, and Jeremiah.
Just kidding. Oh. Okay. Favorite TV show you're watching right now?
As of literally this moment I'm alive in, The Real House was of Beverly Hills, like for sure.
Okay.
For sure. They're bringing it. I'm excited.
Who are you? Who's a fave? Who's your fave on there?
It's a.
I know it's complicated.
You're fucking my world, and I love you because this is like a bit because you know I love this. So, definitely Erica Jane just on like Gay Principle because mm-hmm. she's just like the gayest one on the TV, and I love her, and she just like. Her makeup crew, like it's always like it's drag-esque almost. Yeah. Like and it's almost like she's performance arting her looks all the time.
Right.
Where it's like, I'm gonna wear this like pink Moschino t-shirt dress that I spent $5,000 on, and I'm gonna have like four different pairs of extensions in my hair, and it looks amazing. She looks amazing, but it's a look, honey. Like it's a lot of look.
It's not casual.
It's not like, oh, I'm gonna be demure. It's like, here I am. And she's unapologetic. And also, she talked about DSL lips last night, and she does a heavy, like, I've never noticed how heavy her lipstick is.
Wait, what are DSL lips?
Emily, no.
Emily.
Sorry.
Emily, this is even from our era.
I don't know.
Emily.
Sorry.
Dick sucking lips.
That's right.
Sorry.
And I haven't, not a lot of people say like DSL casually like that. And she was like, I need a heavy DSL lip. And I'm like, she's like, and her lips were so exaggerated and she literally really meant it. And then it was like almost like, I've never seen such a heavy lip. And it's perfect because the visual's there.
Yeah.
You know what she's trying to say. So I respect that. So Erica,
you know,
for sure.
I had a friend in college who was rocking some natural, no lipstick DSLs. So that was very much a part of our world because we were always talking about her DSLs. People were talking about her DSLs. Men were talking about her DSLs. And she was a nice girl. You know, like she was just born with them. You know, it's hard to.
That's hard, yeah.
Move around
it's
with
hard.
That.
It's like being the first person to get boobs if you've got DSLs.
Right, yeah. Her DSLs were really in these streets, you know.
But like, okay, let's just talk about that for one beat. Okay. Does that just mean like your lips look more like a vagina? Like, you know when women are trying to get the plumpness? Right. I'm like, are we just trying to put a vagina on our face?
Like a big fat puss on the face?
Like pat the puss pat the on puss. My face.
Yeah.
It's just a question I've always had.
Right, I mean, I guess so.
I wouldn't know enough about that, but like—
Wait,
I,
you're not an expert?
Yeah, I know. Surprise, shockingly, I'm not an expert, but I don't think they look like a vagina to me.
I haven't thought of it that way, but I think that, sure, any spot that's an opening that is plush, you know, that has some give to it,
right.
I think, yeah. You know,
I mean, and then when you think about it that way, it's like the mouth is so scary with all those teeth.
It is.
Why would you ever put a penis in there?
The idea that men do put their penis in a tooth-filled mouth.
I mean, just from breastfeeding, I gotta say.
Yeah.
it's not safe.
It's not a safe area.
To put anything delicate in a mouth.
Right, right. And
it's just not.
That's like the skill set.
Right.
Like to name, like old school Samantha Jones, like, honey, it's on a job. You know, it's a job.
It is a job.
They don't call it a job for nothing.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, okay.
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 So
that happened. Yes. So Erica Jane and her DSL lips.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I love that she named. So yes, she's my favorite.
She's your favorite. What app are you using every single day? No
Ride or die.
What?
Well, I feel like it's going to be real. Well, okay. Spotify.
Oh,
Spotify.
I'll take that.
I ride or die on Spotify. And also they have the like genius lyrics thing. Mm. So it's like pop-up video, but for your phone. And it's like, it's so good for Taylor. Like if you're listening to Taylor, it's like.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, for Taylor Swift. Like they're always like, when she broke up with Joe, this lyric inspired her to say this. And it's like every, so like the song plays and it's just like boop, boop. Like, because I love
like
pop-up video.
Pop-up video.
I loved pop-up.
Pop-up video.
I want them to bring
Speaking
it back.
Speaking of 90s.
They had jokes in those pop-up videos.
They were good.
They were
well
fucking funny.
Written little show.
See, the 90s were the best.
Yeah.
Okay. Astrology, psychic, or tarot?
Astrology.
Hot.
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a Taurus Aries cusp, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Because I'm born on 420. So, yeah, of course, right? Yeah, it's like a. Yeah, you're like, this bitch came to the world, of course, on 420. So, yeah.
Okay, celeb you would faint if you saw out in the wild. The one like you couldn't handle. You wouldn't be cool. You'd have no chill. Other than Emily and Deanna.
I think so it's probably like any housewife, and I'll okay. say like any, and I mean like and I saw even. Kelly Dodd from Real Houses of OC at Ciccone's, and I literally screamed and I sprinted from my table and I ran outside and it was literally like she was like oh, and I was like, Kelly, I love you so much. Kelly's, by the way, like the ultimate villain, which is like why I love a villain. And she is like, she's messy. Like she is messy.
She's the kind of bitch I don't fuck with.
Oh, really? Yeah. But Kelly, I have a soft spot for Kelly because I think she's really pretty. And she had her daughter Jolie with her. And Jolie was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, why is this crazy person chasing my mom? And then she was like, can I sit with you guys? And I was like, Kelly, I would, but there's no room at our table. We had a
Oh my God. You
why
said
did
no.
you do that to her?
Because there was literally like, she'd have to be sitting on the table or on a lap. And I know I should have, but she had like three, she had like two friends with her.
We couldn't have pulled some chairs over.
Believe me, I would have made it happen had I could.
I see.
Because, yeah, for Kelly, anything. And
anything.
For all of them.
That's so funny.
I love them.
Okay, so you grew up in the 90s.
I did.
Who was 90s Ed Hansen?
Dark.
Were you able to be Ed Hansen in the 90s?
It was a really tough journey because I think, like, I was a lot more Okay. I can give you like weird like little tidbits that might not seem as dark. So my first CD that I ever bought was Arrested Development. I loved Arrested Development.
Okay.
They were like Tennessee. Like was like, you know, Mr. Wendell.
I was thinking the TV show and I was really confused. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Because take me to another
place. Take me to another land.
Get all of what I've missed. Understand your plan.
So, and I would also like in my house, I'd be like locked up in my house. Like, and I would literally, like, not literally locked up, but you know, when you're like a kid, you're always at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I would be like singing Madonna and doing like Madonna full choreography. Like, I'd watch her and like do all her choreography in my living room. And like, of course, like as a little gay boy does.
Right.
And, but I also was like really, really into TV. Like, super, I was into Married with Children, like, Designing Women, Golden Girls.
Oof, you're
like,
singing all my songs.
These
all
were
my songs
Empty
right
Nest.
Now.
Empty
like,
nest.
Like I, and then like obviously TGI Fridays, like The Block,
yeah,
you know,
block,
where it was Step by Step, and then like you know, what was the one with Urkel?
Oh. Full House? No,
Family Matters.
Family
Matters, and then obviously like Who's the Boss? So I'm very much like I was like in the 90s, like all the TV of the 90s, I absorbed because I watched a lot of TV.
What did they call that, the Friday night?
It was TGI Fridays.
TGI.
It was TGIF.
Yeah,
that was like a big, that was like your entire week. led up to TGIF, and you
those
were like, I'm going to be out.
Those were nicer days, you know, when you could all get on board with, like, five shows that were just the only things happening.
And everybody watched them. You could all talk about them.
Everyone watched it, by the way. All of America watched it, and we all waited. Like, we were like, okay, our week is leading up to this. Now we can stay home on Friday night and watch this.
Guys, can I play a little bit of Tennessee just for fun?
Please.
Just so we can, like, feel... This is like...
I saw them in concert, Arrested Development.
What? You did?
I did.
Foster.
That's amazing. That's... The Lord, I ask him to be my guide and force the truth. Some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plan.
Understand your plan. Okay, I saw them with En Vogue.
What?
That's right. And I stuffed my bra, bitches.
I am dying. You saw them with En Vogue?
Can you handle it?
And you said, I'm going to be giving them...
Titties. Well, the thing was, I'm still waiting for them to come in, you know what I'm saying? And... I really just never had them. But bodysuits, you had to do something.
Bodysuits, yeah. Those, I mean, they're really beautiful with a small chest, actually.
Actually, correct. However, when you're like stomach and ribs are sticking out farther than the boobies, you need to just balance a little.
I gotcha. I had the belly. I have no problem with that.
You know, I just, a little.
A little sun. Was that a great show?
It was,
I mean,
so
En Vogue was fantastic.
Oh my God.
What was your guys' favorite En Vogue song?
Gosh, I mean, can you give – I'm like the worst with thinking of things. What was – I mean, let me look it up. Oh, yeah. Giving them something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I love that one.
Giving them. Should we play a little bit, guys?
Yes.
Is that wrong?
I mean, no, we're here. We're talking 90s.
Can we just enjoy ourselves?
We're talking
90s. For once in our fucking lives.
And after this, we'll just talk about some things that are back. Let's get into the revival.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk it out. All right, let's see what we've got here.
You're going to have me feeling things.
Oh, shit. Oh, I have chills.
This is sexy.
From head to toe, chills.
This is called sex, everybody. Get to know it. Dresses, they look bomb.
Pop-up video taught me that they're digitally stretched in those dresses.
Good for them.
But they're still amazing.
Good for them.
They're like,
stretch my ass.
Stretch me out.
Stretch me the fuck out.
You can get anything to make it thinner, you do it.
Stretch it.
You fucking digitally enhance the fuck out of me.
They look good.
Then he can feel. Give him something he can feel. You know what I mean?
To let him know his love is real.
So much joy for what it seems. That top part, though, that is so good.
So you good. Oh, my God. I'm lifted.
Lifted. Okay.
And by the way, this is why.
The 90s are back.
This is why.
This is why.
Okay.
So things that are actually back. We've got Fuller House.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Girl Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
The X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
We had that O.J. Simpson explosion with the doc, with the TV show. Fucking Bill Nye is back with his show. We've got Twin Peaks. We've got Roseanne. Will and Grace. Heathers. I mean, it's like, it's fucking bananas right now.
On and popping.
Okay. Other things that are back, let's get into fashion.
I mean, ladies, chokers.
Hello. I don't own one.
I will not be wearing one.
Okay.
No.
But I do think it's a younger girl's game, the choker. I don't think I don't like chokers on anyone over 35.
It seems a little desperate, maybe.
Yeah. It's also a harder look to pull off, to cut yourself.
Well, yeah, there's a lot happening with the neck.
I wouldn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But God bless. I mean,
Doc Martens.
Docs.
Now I would wear those.
You could get away with Doc Martens.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I haven't, but I could. Yeah. I loved my Docs.
I love Doc Martens, too. Like, Doc Martens are, like, a solid look.
Yeah.
Never my aesthetic, but I appreciated it always, and I thought it looked super rad.
Dress, like a, you know, a floral print dress over a T-shirt, you know, like the spaghetti strap over a T-shirt.
Yeah. Who's doing that? Like a Chloe with the large hands. What's her name?
Moretz.
Yeah, Moretz. Chloe Moretz.
She has big hands.
No. Here's the thing.
She does.
Please, everyone, just Google it. Because I feel like nobody's into this except, like, I feel like I'm the only one who's dealing with it, to be honest. Her hands are ginormous.
Oh, wow.
They are huge.
Round glasses are back. Backpacks are back. Platform shoes. Overalls. Doy. High-waisted jeans. Rugby shirts. Yeah.
We've been looking into those.
I mean, just for the nostalgia, right? I mean, it's not they're—
No, it's just for the nostalgia.
That attractive.
They're not.
But I want one.
I do, too.
I want one.
I had one.
I lived for my platforms. I had a pair of platforms, black with crisscross velvet.
Oh, yeah.
And I, or suede or whatever it was, but I wore them senior year with every outfit. It didn't matter if they went or not. Mm-hmm. I, like, rocked those every day of my life.
Yep.
I loved them.
Hero. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are some definite things we have with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing on the streets at Hanson?
On the streets. Oh, I mean, you know, jean shorts. The jean shorts were really very nice. Like, the cut of them, the way that they're cut, very 90s. Like, that's a very 90s. Jean shorts with boots, very 90s.
Right.
Like, that was – I kind of feel like the cut of certain jeans is really back. Like, that full, that loose – not boot cut, because boot cut is, like, the aughts or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, the cut of a looser jean, I'm noticing very – like – the Aaliyah crop top moment.
Oh, the
crop tops. Crop tops are in.
I feel like that's all Kendall Jackson. Or, I'm sorry, Jenner. Kendall Jenner wears.
Yeah.
You know?
All of them wear it. But that's really, like, if you want to, like, go back, that's Lisa Left Eye Lopez. That's Aaliyah.
Right.
That those girls were doing it, like, so – like, it's basically, like, regurgitating everything that was amazing about the 90s.
That's so true. Even the hair with the, like, little – what did we call those? Little,
yeah,
like,
those little
unicorn buns
are,
or whatever. Yeah. Those are back. That was very, like
– TLC.
TLC and also Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Spice. Yes. The Spice Girls, like, that aesthetic that, like, you could walk in a Topshop and pull off – any Spice Girl aesthetic. Like, you could literally – it just
–
and from 97, like, that literally when they came onto the scene.
Now, it does it feel to you guys like 90s? Like, why are we pulling – it wasn't that long ago, or does it – I mean, it seems weird that we're pulling so hard.
I guess it's every 20 years.
You get – there's just a resurgence.
Yes.
There is. I kind of feel – and I'm sure this is going to be, like, ultimately a dumb statement, but I feel that, like – The next thing they're going to pull is from the aughts, the early aughts, like the early to mid aughts. Like,
what
that,
did we have?
We had Juicy Couture.
We had those low jeans that showed everybody's butt crack.
Yeah, we had like
a lot of tramp stamps.
Mm. We had like tramp stamps. We had
we had diamonds in the belly button.
We had diamonds. We had puffy were the puffy jackets later?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if like the puffy jackets.
Like the Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
Yeah, like
puffy.
So early aughts, like with that. We also had like really like glam slutty wear, like where it was like the dresses were like really like with a lot of cutouts and things like that. I feel like that was very aughts.
Frosted tips
were very. I had frosted tips. Okay, like 2001, Mark McGrath had them.
Right,
so every boy in my high school, we all got them. We were like, hey, we're like, what's up? We're blonde.
Right.
And then, but I feel the thing is that because the 80s were so great and the 70s were so great, 60s were so great, okay, we mined all that already.
I know, they've come back.
But these kids nowadays, they don't really have anything that's great. So they have to go to the 90s. And I know it's probably cyclical, but I really don't feel like anything substantial has come out past 2010.
I feel like what they have, which feels new, is makeup.
Okay, yeah.
You know, we've never seen this makeup. Type of
okay, cool.
contouring. Makeup and heavy makeup.
They do have that.
You know, highlights and strobe effects.
Like daily extensions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like extensions used to be like a rare commodity, and now it's almost like as if you don't have – if you don't have extensions, at some point it's almost like you're passe.
And people are doing – which I don't think anyone's really talking about – women are doing eyelash extensions.
Oh, yep.
In a very real way right now. Mm-hmm. Like regular girls.
Regular, yes. Just on the streets.
On the streets. They're right. doing individuals and they are waking up with a beautiful lash every day. Mm-hmm. And they're filling those shits in every 3 weeks or whatever it is.
Yep.
It's so true. And also like Botox for the masses.
Right.
Botox used to be like a very expensive thing. And now it's almost like everyone has Botox. Like, true. And
stop
fillers.
Looking at my forehead, Ed. I don't have it.
Oh, trust and believe I will get it when the time is right.
Okay. I'm gonna fill me up.
Yeah, like Elise Elliott, please. Like I'm going to be lips and Botox. I fully want to.
Get your DSLs together.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my God. I straight up asked a coworker the other day. I was like, have we done our lips?
No, yeah. You did not.
I know. I couldn't help myself. They were just so bam. They were so DSLs.
So what did she say?
She was like, yes.
And you said?
She gave me the doctor's name and I was just like, thank you. They're gorgeous. You know what I mean?
Are they good?
I don't know. If you can tell, I don't know.
But do you think they look good on her face?
I think they were fresh.
Are they Rinnas or are they Jolies? Mm. Like, are they Lisa Rinna types or are they like a Jolie like?
I mean, Rinnas are like trying to run off her face. They're like, Rinnas, get me off of here.
Yeah.
Rinnas are serious. But if you look at her girls have very full lips too.
Right. Well, she started out with a nice full lip.
Yeah, a nice pout. Does it go away?
It depends what you do. There are implants that you can do that don't go away.
That's intense.
And then there's plumpers and whatnot that I think do go away.
You know, I think we need to take a break. But when we come back, let's listen to some Sugar Ray.
Oh, yes.
Great. So we're going to play a little Sugar Ray. Welcome back. Welcome back, Emily. Welcome back, Ed Hansen.
How to be less old.
Now, do we miss Sugar Ray?
I don't know.
I do.
Oh,
and I'll tell you why.
Okay, please.
I went to a 90s concert at the Greek, and it was Sugar Ray, Everclear, Lit, okay? Like a few other, I mean, I can't remember who else. And Mark McGrath came out looking like a fucking Irish dream.
Ooh.
Like he literally was still so hot.
Okay.
And so charismatic. And he literally did the damn thing. And I was like, and I loved Sugar Ray. Like I would drive every morning when I went to school. When I got my license, I would like listen to Sugar Ray, feeling like such a bro, even though I wasn't.
Let's give a listen. Let's give a listen. Let's get back there. Oh. Something's got me reeling, stop me from believing, turn me around again. Said that we can do it, you know I wanna do it again.
Music videos.
Yeah.
That was something the 2000s, 90s, 2000s had on lock, music videos. I would watch music videos constantly. I still do.
All right. Maybe I do miss that one. Maybe I do miss some Sugar Ray.
Yeah, we had him in the not miss file, but maybe we miss.
Well, but I stand by things that I do not miss from the 90s. Mm-hmm. Pauly Shore. I stand by that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let go and let
God. Son-in-law, like, okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that offends you.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I had a weird Pauly Shore moment.
I feel like everybody has a weird Pauly Shore moment.
Yeah, I've had one, too.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Home Improvement.
Did you need it anymore? We don't need a remix.
I didn't love Home Improvement. I'm right? still there. Yeah. I don't really care.
Let's let go.
Yeah.
Let's let go. The Nanny?
Stop.
That, I knew that.
Stop.
I knew,
the break. Oh, my God. Are you good? No.
No.
We miss The Nanny.
We do?
And yes, we do. Like, Frangela?
Yeah.
Fran is my girl.
Okay.
Sylvia.
Messy the Dreshy.
I love Fran Drescher. Her Beat Cancer movement. I am such a Fran Drescher fan. It's not even fun. I follow her ex-gay husband on Instagram.
Had a time with that husband, didn't she? Wow.
She had a real time. Like, Fran Fine, has been through
She's been through a lot.
And she's just a simple girl from Flushing. And she literally came on to be a global superstar.
God bless.
And so I have tremendous respect for The Nanny. Trust me. One of the best shows of all time.
The hairdresser, the key hairdresser for Heather's was her hairdresser. So I heard a lot about Fran.
Oh, really?
None that I can remember. But he was that was his main person to talk about every morning.
Oh,
Fran dresser. Fran.
Do they still talk? Still friends?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
He's also super good friends with not Ginger, but Marianne from...
Oh, that's funny.
From
Might as well take her. I mean, you
from
know,
Gilligan's Island.
He's still, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, he showed a picture. She is beautiful still
Good
in
for
her 80s, looking hot and beautiful.
Good
God
for
bless.
Her.
All right. Things we miss the most about the 90s.
What do you miss, Ed?
I miss Madonna being a relevant cultural figure before the millennials turned on her.
Yeah. I know.
And
do we know what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened was
she
stepped into weird, tricky territory when she started trying to be the cool mom who said the N-word and all that stuff, which you cannot say.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened.
Right.
And then she was adopting all the kids from Malawi. Wait, am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Malawi. Okay. So she adopted all those kids. And
then how is that a negative? I'm so happy for her.
It's same. But people in the culture, and this is what we're talking about, we're saying that, and people in social media were saying that she was kind of orphan mining in a weird way, and which is weird.
You know what? I can't with that.
Same.
That is so
ridiculous. She's adopting children. Okay, that's ridiculous.
And giving them a home, and they look to be having a blast together.
They're having a
blast. How dare people? How dare people who are not outreaching to anyone open their mouth.
Exactly. Are you adopting children from Malawi?
Right.
Exactly. I agree. So it's everyone has something to say. And the thing is that there were one or two times where I felt okay, Madonna, this is coming across a little desperate and a little crazy. But here's the thing. I am such a Madonna fan and she's been so important to music that there's no way you can overlook that. But they're trying to. But they're trying to overlook it.
Well, they just didn't have it.
They didn't live through the Catholic Church and sex scandals and they didn't live through our first political pop star. They didn't live through that, and they didn't live through women's rights and her music was were always commentaries about her time, and I kind of feel a lot of pop stars nowadays have a difficult time doing that, excluding a Lady Gaga, but because they don't really have a time to live through. Our time to live through is surviving Trump, but
that's the time.
That is our time to live through, which, I think Madonna really had something to say.
Right. I feel like the people who have something to say right now are the social justice warriors, the Yara Shahidis and the Amanda
Greenberg,
Steinbergs, the young girls who are out there in these streets, totally articulating what needs to be articulated and speaking up for everyone. And they're just so dialed in. Those girls, I feel are doing some of what Madonna did back in the day.
Yes, yeah. And
the
Zendayas,
yes.
A Zendaya, right, amazing. Yeah, with the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement.
Those girls I am putting my money on.
Yes.
I really am. I see them as leaders,
Yeah. It's just because in TV and in you have your writer, the writer game, that I feel everyone has a voice which they're making heard, which is important. And especially for those, because there is just the heavy racism of this country. However, I don't really she was a pop star who almost on her own was doing all. It's hard to think of. And again, pop stars who were so aggressively political, but like, mm-hmm. I mean, Bono's there, I guess, but
nobody cares.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard. It's hard with Madonna because she stood for so much and then her later, you know, activities have like kind of.
See, I think, and I could be totally wrong, I feel like when she came out with Bitch, I'm Madonna, which is a song I happen to love.
I love it.
But it coincided with Taylor Swift's similar version. They had a similar video with like a ton of people in it. I don't remember what Taylor Swift's was, but I think she ended
up. Are you thinking of Bad Blood when she had all the girls?
Yes. Right. And it was like they came out at the same exact time. Mm-hmm. And it felt like Madonna was biting off of a Taylor Swift thing and not doing it as well because her people that she chose were kind of random Madonnas. You know what I mean? Where Taylor Swift's had more focus. And I think that like she just seemed over. Do you know what I mean? Like I think if she had done the video in a different way, it might have been received differently, but because they both had like so many guest stars that were like, it just happened to like, it fell to Taylor. Like she just did it better.
And there's an internal misogyny where like it's not okay for an older woman to be sexual and dress provocatively. And I feel like we need to get over that. Like it's, and there's something, and then by the way, it's not everyone is like internal misogynist who thinks that it's not tasteful, but that's always been Madonna. You know,
that
she's
her
like,
brand.
That's
her
brand. Like, so it's kind of like, she's kind of like a Cher in that way where she's always going to be hot. You know, she's always going to be like super worked out and please wear that jumpsuit and please dress provocatively because you can do whatever you want. Like you're allowed to do that. Like,
right. And it's hard because like, men don't have the same thing.
Exactly.
So when Madonna was in her 40s and doing it, everyone hailed her because she did look phenomenal and she did look hot. Then when she got into the 50s and did all the plastic surgery and then it was distancing, I think. You know, I think having a different face is hard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for you to connect with. I find it harder to connect with her different face because it's a different person. And then but, yeah, she was still like, oh, this works and it's going to continue to work. And she's doubled down on it.
She did double down on it.
But I respect it because she's like, no, excuse me. I can be a sexual. I can be as dirty as I was in my 20s and my 50s because actually I've earned it. You know,
that's what I love. That's why I feel like she's important, you know, and I kind of feel like sex isn't just about youth culture, you know, it's about like ever. And I feel like we need it. There's an ageism there. And I feel
100%.
We have to get past the ageism of it all.
Right. No one is looking at George Clooney and being like, you can no longer be the lead guy.
Right.
You're too old.
Look at Brad Pitt. I mean,
all too old, but no one feels that way, you know, and we have a real hard time with a woman being quote unquote, like, too overtly sexual after 40s. I mean, I just think it's...
Except for Helen Mirren. For some reason, she gets a pass.
Because she's not doing it in that way. She's just being... She's gorgeous and she's... But do you think she's putting... Like, do you think she's pulling Madonna's where she has her ass out and stuff like that?
Well, no, I mean, it's different. She's an actress, so she's, like, playing roles and whatever. But, like, when those pictures of her were released, they were, like, received very well.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, Susan Sarandon does it beautifully. Mm-hmm. Like, but to me, they're all doing something a little different than Madonna.
You're right.
Madonna's like the Tarte paradigm. Like, she's Tarte on display. Like, it's very like pop. It's like very like almost performance arty Tartism.
Right.
If that's a word.
Yeah. Tartism. I like it.
There's also no room to age.
Exactly.
So that's why, I mean, I know we are all over the map right now, but
we are.
And we have to wrap up. But the Three Billboards movie with Fargo's – who's the woman from Fargo?
Frances McDormand.
I want to urge everyone to see that movie because it's brilliant. But also, she has her natural face. Mm-hmm. There's not a Botox. There's nothing. And to see a woman kick as much ass as she does in that movie and to just have her face – is truly inspiring because we don't see it.
It's true.
And I'm like, oh my God. And it's beautiful. You know,
right.
Like there's
it
a
is.
Face, no makeup on it, no Botox. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, weird place to end.
But we did it.
Okay.
But we did it.
This was eclectic.
Tell us where we can find you, the real Ed Hansen.
Oh, You can find me on Twitter at The Real Ed Hansen. I had to make my Instagram private at the request of my sister.
That's correct.
So she asked me.
Why?
She's got beautiful twins. She doesn't want the world.
She just was like, I don't want the world. She made me like make it private. So I made it private. And then I even like made my Twitter private because she scared me. And then because she was like, people are taking photos of babies and doing weird things. And I was like, ah, okay. And so I'm like, So I am selective. But you can just find me out here on these streets.
Yeah. Oh, and what episode are you in of American Horror? We didn't get into it.
Oh, I have a cameo appearance as myself on American Horror Story last season, episode chapter 10. Oh my God. So
was that a blast?
It was everything. Like, it was the best. It was crazy. It was amazing.
We love you so much. Thanks
love
for joining us.
Love you guys, too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Oh, Deanna. God bless the 90s.
Yeah, we really went here and there. But
We did. But you know what? It was all important conversation.
Yeah.
And I don't feel dragged for filth. I feel really lifted.
Even though we came for you not knowing DSL.
You did. But you know what? That was on me.
Right.
I'm at a loss. I failed you.
You were in the dark, but now you see.
I see the light. And let's let the light lead us.
Mm.
I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
And we are How to Be Less Old at HTBLO. And I want to give a special shout out to Dean Walker at Dino10593. Who retweeted Saxon Charbonneau's tweet about her episode and said, I just downloaded that podcast episode you guest starred in at HTBLO. It's the funniest podcast I've ever listened to. Saxon at Earwolf has done it again.
Beautiful. Thank you, sweet pea.
I know. What a gem.
You guys, if you have not marched over to Apple Music to give us a shout out, find us, search us, subscribe, please, obviously, please. But also a review always helps. Please. And if you would like to buy our mug,
go to podswag.com.
That's right. Just look for HTBLO. You will have our mugs on a mug, mug on mug.
And let me tell you, it's going to make your day brighter.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
How to be less old.
Hi, I'm Feminasty Erin Gibson.
I'm homosexual Brian Safi, and we host the Throwing Shade podcast.
On Earwolf.
We talk about women's issues, LGBT issues.
Pop culture, 90 Day Fiancé.
We go through all of it. We've had guests like Kay Cannon, Trixie Mattel, Ira Madison, Matt Bellassai, Paul F. Tompkins.
And us.
Yes.
We are our own guests.
So far, the most interesting people on the show have been Erin and me.
You can check us out on Earwolf on your favorite podcasting app.
Yeah, or check me out on Hollywood Boulevard. I'll be the one polishing the Steven Seagal star.
And I'll be...
Sorry, Katie Siegel.
And I'll be supplying the shoe shine.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.